It's a Tuesday evening at Blatchley Middle School, and members of Sitka's community orchestra are tuning their instruments for their second rehearsal as a group. Before the COVID-19 pandemic hit, Sitka had a robust community orchestra. Now, after a three-year hiatus, director Drew Larson is bringing musicians back together.
Nice accents and style on the lead notes, nice full sforzando is what we're going for. Here we go.
The orchestra currently has about 30 members, ranging from sixth graders to retirees, and even includes a few parent-child duos. Elizabeth Bagley and her 13-year-old son Ian sit next to each other in the brass section, and Melissa Bunny plays her cello one section over from 12-year-old Ruby on trombone.
I like the Thunder Mountain Waltz, or the Thunder and Lightning Waltz, because I like the bass line.
They're about to launch into Ruby's favorite tune with a reminder from Larson to focus on dynamics.
And every so often we get a sforzando right on beat one. So we have ba-dum, dum, 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 da, da.
Larson has been the Blatchley Middle School music teacher since 2019, and he directed Sitka's community orchestra back in 2020. Many of the musicians here are dusting off decades-old skills or experimenting with new instruments, like Ruby, who plays violin and triangle in addition to trombone. Beth Short Rhodes is transferring her piano skills to the Glockenspiel, or orchestral bells.
They're a piano keyboard, so it's still really challenging, though, because it's just a different movement with your hands and a different instrument to learn, but it's so amazing to be a part of this group, and I'm able to be a part of making music that otherwise would be too complicated for me, so that's why I love it.
Beyond the standard woodwind, strings, and brass sections, the orchestra has one unusual addition, the alto saxophone, played by 13-year-old Khalil McCormick. McCormick already knows his favorite piece to play with the orchestra.
Well, I just started today, but out of the ones that I've gotten, I'm going to have to say Largo.
Largo is a movement from Dvorak's New World Symphony. Other pieces they're working on include an excerpt from Sibelius's Finlandia and an arrangement from Mozart's The Magic Flute. Director Larson has worked hard to make sure that the pieces are accessible for the whole group.
There's a fine balance between making sure that the top players are engaged enough and pushing things musically while you're not leaving some of the newer players behind. Which can be very frustrating for them. So finding that balance of picking hard enough music and moving quick enough while at the same time making sure that no one's left behind.
After a short break, in which Larson prompts everyone to talk about their favorite ice cream with another musician, they start on an arrangement from Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony. It's one of the more difficult pieces the orchestra is rehearsing. While Beethoven's Pastoral is challenging, the orchestra has some time to fine-tune their delivery. They perform for the first time in 3 years on March 10th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.